there was more excitement, primarily from Indians. Ferguson's diary contains numerous references to their war parties. For example, June 4. At about sunrise, we were attacked by Indians and succeeded in shooting one. June 20. The Indians made a dash on the camp and captured some stock and killed one man. June 21. Indians killed two men. Both had been horribly mutilated about the face by cuts made by a knife or a tomahawk. They captured 100 head of stock. Ferguson also recorded death by accident or by shootouts among workers, which in truth were nearly as serious as the Indian threat. June 7. Two men were shot this evening in a drunken row. One was instantly killed, and the other is not expected to live. June 26. This evening, another man was shot. Life came cheap on the Union Pacific Railroad, as Ferguson knew as well as any. Nevertheless, he directed his emotions not at the workers who shot their fellows and who were more dangerous than the Native Americans, but at the Indian boys who sometimes killed and often stole from the whites. In fact, the Indian outrages were exclusively committed by teenage boys.